No winning. New rules for sports events. Life is about highs and lows. To pretend that we are going to win all the time is ridiculous, a doctor from Scotland said after hearing the latest plans for sports competitions at schools. Council officials want to ban competitive events at schools. This is to protect slower children from the trauma of losing. As part of this plan, they want to introduce sports with no individual winners and losers. Instead of champions and stars, pupils are given points for taking part. This will create a more inclusive spirit, one councillor said. Edinburgh Council has already introduced new football rules. Now, losing football teams can have extra players. Also, if one team is winning by 5 goals or more by halftime, the score returns to 0-0. They have also decided not to have tournaments, but friendly matches. But not everyone is in favor of the new rules. For Scotland to be successful on the international sporting stage, we have to encourage a winning culture, said John Jeffrey, a former Scotland rugby international. Scottish athletes won't have the mental hardness that comes with winning and losing. You only develop that if you've been beaten a couple of times. Some doctors are against the plan too. They say this could contribute to childhood obesity rates. They also said that learning to lose is vital for psychological development. Sport allows children to play out many of the aspects of adult life, said Des Spence, a GP. Also, lots of kids may have difficulty succeeding in academics. Playing sports allows them the opportunity to excel at something.